Hi fam, welcome to Sweet Truth. Do your day. Listen fam, it is a great day. It is a blessed day because you are here. Amen. What a blessing. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Talk about Resurrection Sunday. Oh, what a blessing. I had a tremendous time. God is so good. He is risen indeed. I am just so blessed. I am so blessed because of Jesus. I am so thankful. All glory is unto God. At the end of the day, I have no words. I am so ready to get into this word. I will be reading from Psalm 93:1-5. So it's a pretty short chapter, but very, 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 very needed. I will be reading from the New King James Version. And so with that being said, Father God, bless this word, bless this day, and bless us. Amen. And so once again, that is Psalm 93:1-5. And it reads, "The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. You are from everlasting." So stop it right there on two. So the Lord is clothed in majesty. He is clothed in strength. If that's only his clothing, wouldn't you want to be clothed in the Lord? Because listen to this. If the Lord is clothed, not even if, the Lord is clothed in strength. Therefore, I want to draw my strength from him. Because that means he is forever in strength. And so I'm the one that gets weak. I'm the one that gets tired, you know. So looking at this verse right here, I want to be in the Lord because I know that when I'm in him, I am strengthened. Only in him can I be strengthened. Fam, your strength, you should want to get your strength from God. Your strength should come from the Lord because he is forever. He is clothed in strength. This is his clothing. It's on him. It's in him. Therefore, there is never a day, never a time when the Lord has no strength. But we as humans, there are days and times when we don't have the strength. So we wanna put ourselves in the strength of God and let God be the one to strengthen us because only he has everlasting strength. And so I wanna draw my strength from him. I don't know about you, but I wanna draw my strength from God, which is such a relief knowing that my Father is clothed in strength and I in him am strengthened. Isn't that a blessing? It is such a blessing. And then his throne has been established from the beginning. The Lord is from everlasting. To be from everlasting, fam, you have to be everlasting. I said to be from everlasting, you have to be everlasting. That means if you're from Canada, you are Canadian, right? And so, the Lord God is from everlasting. Therefore, he is everlasting. That is why only King Jesus is everlasting. And that's something. What a blessing. Then it goes on to say, the floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. So stopping right there, verse 4. So the Lord God, He is mighty than the waves in your life. See, if I'm in our own lives, we have seas and waters of many challenges and things we go through. But be encouraged, fam, be encouraged that the Lord, our Father, is more mighty than us. He is mighty, more mighty than the storms of your life, than the seas of your life, than the waters and the waves. It doesn't matter what it is, God is mighty. He is mighty. And so let this serve as an encouragement. Let this be an encouragement to you that God is more mighty than any waves, than any seas, than any storms that rise up against you. Because remember, fam, we live in a fallen world. So these storms in life, the waves of life will rise up against you. But be relieved that the Lord God, your Father God, is more mighty than the waves and storms of your life. So be in Him. Draw your strength from Him and let Him take care of the waves and the storms. Only God can take care of the waves and storms in life. Only God can take care of the storms and the waves that rise up against you. Only God. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. We are more inclined to think that we can control the storms of life and the waves of life, you know, and we can control what's happening to us, and we can do this and do that and blah, blah, and blah, blah. But let God be the one to do it, because you cannot do anything in your own strength. Otherwise, it would already have been done. You're trying to do it in your own strength. It would have been done, right? If you had the strength to do it, it would have been done. But it can be done. It can be done in your own strength. Because only Father God has the strength, the might, to take care of the storms and waves of your life. So let Him be the one to take care of that. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. And last but not least, says that your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever. Your testimonies. This verse 5 wasn't talking about our testimonies, us, but God's testimonies. The word of God, fam, is His testimony. And His testimony is very sure. The CSB says completely reliable. Completely reliable. That means we can depend on the testimony of God, on the testimonies of God forever. We can trust the word of God forever. Holiness adorns His house forever. I want to talk about this testimony thing for a minute. A testimony and nothing like it. Because when you have a testimony in life, that's the one thing that helps others that are currently in the situation that you are in for you to have that testimony find strength and get and gain encouragement from that. And so when we look at the word of God, we are looking at testimonies that God did for His children, for everybody in the word. So that is His testimonies. And I'm so glad that this verse 5 says that His testimonies are very sure. His testimonies are completely reliable. That means we can depend and trust and learn from the testimonies of God. The testimony of God. My God. His word. His word. Jesus. His word is His testimony. So fam, I hope you've been blessed by this short, very short segment. It is so short yet so profound. And for those willing to pray with me, Jesus wants you. So are you ready? If you are ready to take up your cross, then pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. I thank you that he died and rose just for me. I repent of my sin and I turn to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my life over to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my heart over to you. Every habit, I cast it at your feet. Every private thought, I cast it down. Lord, I surrender to you. I am forever yours. Father, I thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ washes me, cleanses me, covers me, and makes me whole. Father, I receive your son Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Family, if you pray that prayer, oh my God, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. Fam, I hope that you have a great day. Be blessed, be encouraged, and be fearless.